Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now from the beautiful confines of Louisiana, the sportsman's paradise, is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Bill, I want to thank you. You inspired me to write an article last week, and if you don't mind, I'd like to talk about it with you today.
Please do.
Okay. As we do every week, we go, oh, there's some personal topics like, did you get a gun? How'd it feel? What'd it do? And then we're talking about the crazy things the judges and politicians do. And I went, wait, you know, we've repeated that story, not just you and I, but politicians have been doing the same things for the last century. And our history isn't very pretty, really. But it is pretty clear, after the Civil War, we told recently freed black men and women, what, you want a gun? Oh, no. Former slaves, no. I mean, these people were terrified of groups like the Knights of the White Camilla, the Ku Klux Klan, the White League. Now, this is what a lot of people forget. Freed black men and women elected, what was it? 22, 23 politicians to federal office from the South? Black politicians. Oh, and then the Democrats came back and said, oh, yeah, no. You don't get to vote either. And I'm ashamed, and we're doing that same thing today. We're telling young people in our inner cities, oh, no, you can't get a gun. And if you'd want it, maybe we'll get it. It might take you in Illinois a year and a half to get your FOID card. In some states, oh, you want to get a gun? Well, there's a waiting period. Is it a day? Is it 3 days? Is it 2 weeks? My gosh. To me, that's embarrassing. We have people in our inner cities who are afraid that their children are going to get killed, and we're behaving like Southern Democrats that want to keep them disarmed. It's wow. What, you've heard this before. It's not an original thought.
No, and I think it's primarily based upon politicians that don't. I don't know what happens to them when they get in office. Because when they come in, you know, they're like coming from the community. And they hear what the community
right.
hears. And they see what the community sees.
Yes.
But then, like, when I was talking to the one I was referencing earlier, the state senator I was talking about, when I was telling him, and I was calling him, asking him, what are you guys doing, blah, blah, blah. He's like, listen, call me back. I'm going into a meeting. And then I call him back, and he's like, listen, give me a second. I got a Zoom call. And I'm not really interested in giving them the benefit of the doubt, because you prioritize what's important. But
there you go.
Some politicians get so immersed in the process that they forget what the outcome is supposed to be. You know, they forget that they are supposed to be performing, and they fail to perform, and they're sitting back going, well, you know, lots of wells, lots of buts, all this other stuff. This happened, that happened. Well, here's what didn't happen. You did not extend intellectually. You didn't get out there and employ a little critical thinking. Somebody comes in and says this, and you're like, oh, my gosh, we're stumped.
Do you think that's because, okay, there are lots of small business owners, in fact, lawyers in small firms as well, although often a lawyer in a small firm is acting like he's God. You know, right. I do all the heavy thinking. You sweep up around the corners.
Right.
Because if they had sharp, if these legislators had sharp staff, the staff would be doing most of the heavy lifting. They go, here's the solution. Here, I found the talking points you need. March on.
Yeah. You can't, you just can't get out there and, you got to, the way the military works is that my leader tells me the mission. I've got the mission. Now my leader doesn't care what I'm going to do now. So I'm going to sit down with my team and I'm going to say, this is our mission. What do you guys think? This is my thought. And I lay it out for them. Then somebody else is going to say, well, how about if we move this here and do that with this? I'm looking at it feasible, incorporated. Then as we're all looking at what we're doing and as we're all laying it out, before we go out, we have mapped out all the contingencies. We have mapped out what our primary goal is, and we've mapped out how we're pulling away from this. And everybody knows.
Right.
So then.
Yeah.
Then it's on. And that's leadership. Well, but that, you know, what politicians do. And when you talk, you know, with the small business model, it's the same thing. When you're out there and you're just being told the very bare minimum to get by, that's all you're going to get is the bare minimum.
Yeah, I guess. Ugh. Ugh. Well, okay. And because you handle this material for hours every day, you know some history. You know where we as a country, we as a culture, even local details, we as a region, where we came from. The Jim Crow, the Reconstruction laws, they never, ever said that only whites would own a gun. Never. They were smarter than that then.
Sure.
They're smarter than that now.
Yeah.
The law said, oh, you need a permit to purchase that gun. The local sheriff has to approve your purchase. Oh, I'm sorry, son, you need to demonstrate a good moral character and a justifiable need before I'll let you have a permit to purchase this gun. And I knew your daddy. He never was much good. You know? So blacks and minorities are denied the right of armed defense. That was true then. It's true now. Now, today, we can do it over the internet. Sure. Here's the 23-page form. Y'all fill it out. By the way, give us your the passwords to your social media accounts. Now, social media. That's everything from Facebook, Twitter, what, Tinder, Grindr? I don't know. Does the sheriff have to approve who I'm dating? That's crazy. But the thinking behind it isn't. The thinking behind it hasn't changed a drop. It's easier to burn down a black person's home and assault them on the street if they can't defend themselves. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where are the Democrats standing up and going, stop it, that's racist. Where are the liberal Democrat gun owners standing up and going, hey, you're supposed to be on our side. Stop this. That's not how government's supposed to work. And what's so strange is over and over, and if you hear what they say on the mainstream media, their apologists, in theory, Democrats are for women and they're for minorities. But, you had to have seen this come out in New York. This gal, she and her husband are a small business owner. Her husband gets a carry permit because they're carrying cash to the bank. And the state comes back and say, you didn't explain to us why you need a gun now that your husband has one. What? You said that?
Yep.
After the Bruin decision?
Yep.
Wow.
Indeed. Tell everybody how to find you right quick.
Before I get all embarrassed,
yeah.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. Both of those come out once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. 2,100 articles for you to look through. My writing is picked up and carried at Ammoland and on OpsLens.
Going to be right back talking to Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Lancaster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. And we were just talking about, politicians and their mealy-mouth, do-nothing approach, among other things. Where would you like to go now, sir? Or are you still going?
I want to talk about Democrat people who vote Democrat. Because I don't think they vote Democrat because they go, man, I'd really like to be racist and make sure my neighbors are disarmed and victimized. I think they believe what they're told with the marketing spin from the Democrat politicians and their apology. Look, if you pull a Democrat politician up short and say, wait a minute, when you argued for more gun control, you're referencing these same old racist laws from Jim Crow and saying, yeah, we had gun control back then. We should keep doing it now. That's what they're saying in court. I find it infuriating. And if you pulled a politician up like that, he would never give you another interview as long as you were alive.
Right.
And so the journalists are selling out. I figure though, our only hope is that Republicans and Democrats and independents with a good heart will look at it and say, this is embarrassing. Stop it. As you said, we know more than our politicians. We have more experience. We've got to be not only their knowledge, we've got to be their courage and sometimes their moral compass. So it's up to us. A politician is never going to say, I voted this way for the most venal of reasons. I got paid. All right, we've got to point out when they're wrong, and then not only in private, but in public. You've seen it in your own state. You agree? Am I crazy? Or am I hoping for much?
No. You're not crazy. But the thing is, when you say, are you hoping for too much, that also should never be a thing. That should never, ever be a thing, because we shouldn't have to sit there and go, are we hoping for too much out of these people? Because, yes, we should expect them to absolutely perform all the time, every day, all day long. That should be just a constant expectation. And they should be living with it and then doing it. And if they're not, and you were about to bring it up, with the people that vote leftist, if they're not performing for the sake of the constituents, then why keep them?
Well, and I've got to make it public, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. There was something interesting. It's another frustrating story. I'll condense it. A week ago, a judge in Illinois looked at their assault weapons ban, their magazine capacity restrictions, and the judge said, no, this doesn't pass the muster given the Constitution. This is an infringement. Stop it. I will issue a preliminary injunction which puts the law on hold until the case is decided. Well, the Illinois Attorney General didn't like that decision. He appeals it to the judge that made the ruling. The judge says, I told you why I'm standing on it. You have to give me an argument why I was wrong. I clearly wouldn't put up anything I think is wrong. Where was my mistake? Attorney General doesn't have anything. So he appeals to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, and he finds a ringer, a judge who has made so many wrong decisions on the Second Amendment. He was the one who ruled against Ezell. His name is Easterbrook. And he uses a two-part balancing test, exactly what the U.S. Supreme Court threw out, and then gives the state of Illinois everything it wanted for gun control, every single thing. And I'm going, why is this? I mean, I can't. It's almost judges can read. We know they can read. But it's almost as if he didn't read the Bruin ruling, and I'm wondering if he did. I think that judge was telling Governor Pritzker, because remember, some of these Illinois judges picked up $1 million in campaign contributions.
Sure.
That it sure would be nice if you had a federal judge on your side. Hint, hint.
Hmm.
Easterbrook was showing millionaire Michael Bloomberg how convenient it would be to have a judge who ignores the law and rules the way Bloomberg wants. Now, as a federal judge, he's not running for re-election, but the politicians who might nominate him to higher office, they're running. So I don't think this was a judicial ruling so much it was a job interview and a loyalty oath. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely it does. Absolutely.
Okay.
The only problem is that that kind of thing is beginning to turn now, because you've already had one of these guys recalled in San Francisco, which was astonishing. Then you had
that was the AG.
Yeah, and Well, I mean, the DA.
DA, sorry.
And then you just had another DA recalled in in St. Louis. Well, not recalled. She just resigned because she's about to be arraigned because she dismissed 12,000 cases in St. Louis, Kim Gardner.
Right.
You got Kimmy Fox up in Chicago who gets out there, and like the cops will be watching these two warring drug cartels fighting it out in a gunfight, and they're calling it in, and then at the end of the day when they're like, okay, what do we do now? Her decision is that it is mutual combat and nobody gets arrested. And they take 9 Glock 17s off of kids, and they've got these 3D printed fully automatic switches on the back of them. Nobody gets arrested and charged. So,
yes,
that for the inner cities, okay, for these blue areas, these blue population centers, they're coming to a point. But see, Chicago was just at that point, and they elected somebody worse than Lori Lightfoot.
Right. Do you think the drug gangs are essentially running Chicago again, just like the mafia used to?
For the most part, but I mean, the drug gangs, they know who the drug gangs are. They did an experiment, I don't remember when, but they did a social media experiment where they just looked at Facebook posts and they figured out exactly where all of these guys live. And the cops know who they are. The cops could go into the inner city and do a sweep and take them all out in one shot. They already know who they are. They know what they've done. Most of them probably have some sort of a want or warrant out on them already. And they're just not allowed to do it. They keep getting defunded, demoralized. Now they're just waiting out their pension. But despite all that, Chicago voted for the same thing again.
The teachers' union now has a city of its own.
Yeah,
they have a state of their own in California.
Right.
And given how Chicago runs Illinois, now they have two states. You said something really important, and our colleague John Lott pointed it out.
Watch
out.
Before you tell me what it is, tell everybody how to find you, and you can tell me what it is in the next.
Once a week, I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm also a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing is picked up and carried at Ammo Land and on Opslands. We also have to talk about Opslands when we come back.
Indeed. Rob Morse. Both ways. Written word, audio. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. It's a guilty verdict for former President Trump. Writer E. Jean Carroll had sued Trump, saying he defamed her when he denied raping her in the 1990s. The jury found in Carroll's favor and awarded her $5 million in damages. Trump has denied all allegations. President Biden meeting with congressional leaders to discuss raising the debt ceiling. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president's message is clear.
Since February, he has said over and over again, we cannot be a country that defaults. calls. And most recently, he has said we cannot be a deadbeat nation.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the debt ceiling will not be raised without spending cuts. A place where people turn to find jobs is laying off hundreds of employees. LinkedIn laying off more than 700 workers worldwide. The popular business social networking platform is getting ready to pull the plug on its China-specific app. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Rob Morrison. He's about to tell me something that, are you saying that I'm in, I thought of something that John Lott has already thought of? I mean, because that would be a great boost for my own self-esteem right there.
Wouldn't it? Well, we watch the media, and we think, hey, they're talking about a city where there's crime on the streets and drug gangs and murder, and yeah, there are violent, horrible stories.
Indeed.
We're riveted to the screen. We watch right through to watch the commercials. And it's not true where you live. Half of our counties won't have a single murder. Not with a gun, knife, car, none. Violence is localized, but our media focuses on those areas. And, of course, we think it's happening next door to us.
Absolutely. That is an absolute truth.
You know, if you watch horror stories, you'll think there's a monster under your bed.
Mm-hmm.
Oddly enough, that's led to more gun sales. Now, I want to back up to Illinois. I think this could have been a judicial ruling too far because it turns out each U.S. Supreme Court justice examines emergency appeals from one of the federal districts. The judge who looks at those rulings for the Seventh Circuit, which includes Illinois, is Amy Coney Barrett. So if Judge McGlynn, who said this is a violation of the Constitution, if the plaintiffs in Illinois say this is an assault weapons ban, you're banning a whole class of firearms. You told us how to do this way back when you looked at Washington, D.C. banning firearms 13 years ago. The judge did it wrong. Amy Coney Barrett is hard to fool. She may just say, yep, reverse and remand, and we just accepted it for the full argument. We're going to impose a preliminary. she may not tolerate this silliness. So this is going to get exciting. I want to see what happens next.
That's an interesting thing you just said, because I look at everything, you know, when everything the left does regarding guns is silly. It's absolutely silly.
Okay.
You know, recently on the Five, you had Geraldo Rivera. And they're always wanting to ban assault weapons. Because I guess the left falls for the very thing the left foisted. You know, the assault weapon is a leftist phrase. So they fall for it. Either they're falling for it, and I would think some of the lower thinking people, the people that don't really turn on the critical thought, like Geraldo, you know, they ask him what AR stands for. He goes, automatic rifle, without batting an eyelash. So he really believes that. He really thought that was what it was for. That's not what it's for, you know, that kind of thing. So when you talk about the silliness that they do, and the silliness thing, the silly things that they try to foist, it's almost this is not good for me to admit to, but I've often compared weathermen to monkeys throwing feces at a weather map. And, you know, that almost sounds like the gun grabbers. They're out there like monkeys throwing feces against the wall to see which one of these things were actually, because we bought off, you know, the populace at large bought off on terms like gun violence, assault weapons, all these other things that they throw out there on a regular basis. They bought off on the idea that more children are killed by gunfire now than by auto accidents. And they did. They do a lot of semantic juggling and logistical yoga to try to come to these things. And what they put together is just so silly; it just defies imagination.
That was another lot issue because you brought it up so beautifully earlier. I want to put a number on it.
Sure.
Most of our murders. Now, look, there's the drunk in the bar who everybody knows he's a problem. He finally elevate. There's that kind of violence in our society. Got it. But in our big cities, the reason they rack up the numbers are there's some enforcers in drug gangs. They shoot the guys so they don't pay. They shoot the other drug gangs that encroach on territory. There are about 1,800 guys, and they're doing about 12,000 murders a year. They're hits. And the cops know exactly who they are. You were bringing that up. I wanted to put a number on it. We could wrap that up. In fact, that's what federal prosecutors were supposed to do. We didn't surprise anybody to remember that Barack Obama, I think, took about $300,000 from Mexican drug lords and he pardoned them as he was leaving office. So that's why we don't see federal prosecution of drug gangs. That drives me insane.
I've heard people talking about now not so much the Zetas anymore, but there was a time when Chicago was thought to be the centralized distribution point for the United States. I don't remember where I saw that, and I cannot substantiate that, but I heard that. And given what we know about Obama, of all the leftist politicians out there, Obama was really bad. He was really evil. I mean, he had a plan to take down the entire economy, the entire energy grid, disarm everybody. And I mean, he, of the latest ones that have been out there, Biden is hapless. He can, you know, he's doing what he can do, but there's certain things his pen and his phone can't do. And he knows it.
Right.
And Congress isn't going to go along with it. And the Senate, I mean, the House isn't going to go along with it now. And the Senate would probably put a stop to it anyway, because there's certain rules that are still in place that they can't get passed. And they've already learned the Harry Reid mistake. You know, Harry Reid got out there and said, well, we're going to do away with this so we can do this right now. Okay. Every Republican got out there and warned him, said, this is a bad idea, Harry. You're going to live to rue this day. And as soon as it flipped over, they were like, we think we should put the rules back in place. No. Now we're going to play with your rules.
You know what? Okay, then we've got to find more Republicans with courage, men or women. But given what the men have done, let's get more brave women in office. The Democrats said that we needed 32 hours of debate for each time a federal judge was appointed until they were in charge of the U.S. Senate. And then that rule went away and the Republicans rolled over for it. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Oxlens because.
Well, you got about you got a minute to talk about Oxlens.
Okay.
Okay.
I can. These guys are a bunch of ex-intelligence officers, most of them. Not me. Don't look the other way. I'm just a plain old data analyst.
Sure.
And they said, look, there's AI in the world that will go and drill down below the media. So if you want to find out what's happening in the Ukraine, great. Here's local news agencies. And they're applying it to the U.S. too. So put in a topic, and now you can get local bloggers. You want to find out what it's like to live in California, what it's like to live in Seattle. You can get local news, not just the big stations. I think that's brilliant.
It is brilliant. It is brilliant. And it's the way news is going to go. The big networks are going to go away pretty soon. I would imagine it will exist in a world sort of like we saw in Starship Troopers, where everything's online and you click. You're interactive with your news. So, anyway. Tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I try and keep that to 20 minutes once a week. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. We try and cover all the news. It takes us an hour and a half. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing from there is picked up and carried at Amoland and at OpsLens. Thanks, Bill.
Indeed. And I mean, that's the whole thing that fuels the pro-gun debate is the podcasts and the alternative media and the OpsLenses and all these other things that are out there. That's what fuels it. That's dominant. It's mainstream now. We've taken over the mainstream. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. As we let this one begin to sunset, where would you like to go with this next bit?
I saw this news article. This story starts in Florida. A criminal robs a store, takes off. Eventually, the police find him. He runs up into Georgia. The cops damaged his car. The guy walks into a convenience store, puts a gun in the face of the clerk, and says, "Give me your car keys. I'm taking your car." I think this is probably wise. The guy goes, "It's just a car. I don't need to get in a gun battle over that. It stinks, but here are my keys." And then the bad guy crashes the car in the lot. And the clerk comes out, the robber out of Florida has a gun in his hand, turns toward him, and the clerk goes, "My turn now," stops the robber. If he survives, he's just got this laundry list of crimes that he's going to face. Why? The guy goes, "I'm not going to commit murder over a crime, over a car, and, you know, I could get killed. On the other hand, now the guy's coming out of a car, coming back into my store, maybe going to rob another customer, and he does not have the advantage of surprise. I have a gun in my hand. We can stop this right now." My point being, it would be better if law enforcement had stopped him a long time ago. That didn't happen. Often, we end up having to correct the failures of law enforcement. I was reading, and this is in my state, New Orleans. Now, not my city, but in my state, 4 teenagers, I think the youngest was 11, 13, 15, and 17. These kids go on a crime spree. They're holding people up. They're carjacking. Finally, they try and rob the wrong guy, and he's armed. And he goes, "I can't let – ideally, the police would stop it for us." The guy goes, "I can't let this continue." And he shoots some of these kids. The great news is they survive. The better news would be if law enforcement would correct this. Hey, you're a delinquent. You're either going into juvenile hall and, you know, on your way to prison, or we're going to get you a better set of parents and see if they can correct it. I've been a foster parent. I hope that's still possible at that age. I really don't know that it is. If not, we're going to end up having to shoot kids who were never properly brought up. That breaks my heart, but I don't see better solutions.
Well, there aren't any really. I mean, lately, in D.C., they just found a there's a 12-year-old that has pulled off a series of 8 robberies and carjackings.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. And
wow.
This is all, you know, on the one hand, especially when you when you start talking kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, on the one hand, we cannot have a child that can own a gun. We cannot have a child that can have a tattoo. They can't buy cigarettes. They can't buy liquor.
Right.
They can't vote. They can't serve in the military.
Right.
But they can choose to mutilate themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing is this. Apparently, you know, they're very, you know, the left is very much against parents being involved in their children's education. It's quite the thing that, I mean, when I sit out there and I talk about the left playing the long game, I'm like, okay, that's fine. This is my question. So let's say these little horrors grow up to become adult horrors. Now, the
right.
left, these Antifa does not necessarily like Democrats. Antifa are anarchic. So they're not really they're not really interested in government of any kind. They're not interested in anybody rolling up going, "Thanks, you did our you did all of our dirty work for us. Now we're going to be in charge. Thanks for your help." They're not going to sit back and go, "Oh, well, yeah, okay, sure." So these things that they're creating, these things that you're pointing out, and all this other stuff, what is the long game? Do they do you think the left actually realizes the long game, and especially like they just cut down on mining, right? They cut down on mining in the United States, and yet they want to push everybody to an electric vehicle.
Right.
If everybody said today, if everybody in the United States says today, okay, fine, I'll buy an electric vehicle. Do you know how many are available nationwide at any given time?
Less than 150,000, I think.
18,000.
18? Wow.
18,000.
Wow.
Because nobody, there's no lots where these things actually just sit and wait to be bought. They're all built by on order.
On order.
They want to ban. They want to ban natural gas. They want to ban. They want to ban parents. They want to ban guns. I mean, what is it about the leftist ideology that nobody fails to see when they're out there saying, okay, in order for us to make your life great, we got to take every freedom and right from you in order to make that work. Okay, you good with that? You happy? Enjoy the crickets.
Enjoy the crickets. Here's another bowl of crickets.
Another bowl of crickets.
The media won't tell you that, oh, you want to run electric cars? By the way, we need to double the size of the power grid. We need twice as much copper, aluminum, and steel. We have never, ever doubled the amount of a resource we mine, extract, and deliver in a decade, let alone in less time than that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Wow. You're spot on. I'm going to throw this. You need to. I'm comfortable with numbers. If you're not, follow people like me who are.
Okay.
And follow better media. Try OpsLens. Try. You know, Bill's got lots of great colleagues. We can dig. By the way, where do you think Tucker Carlson is going to end up?
I have no idea.
I'm wondering what betting looks like.
I have no idea. If he were smart, he would wait till the very last minute to tell anybody just because, it's like, who was it that said this? Somebody said this the other day. Kurt Schlichter said, you are, now that they've tried to strike you down, you're more powerful than they could have imagined. Sort of Obi-Wan Kenobius. Kenobius.
Yes.
Well. And,
yes.
You know, okay. So I've always said that Fox News is run by Democrats. Okay, now I get it. Now I love being right sometimes.
They lost what, half of their stock value?
Oh, I'm sure.
Was it over a billion?
At the very least. I mean, one thing that sort of got lost in the fact was that they let go of Dan Bongino the week before.
Yes.
And
I wonder where he's going to go.
And they've let go of Glenn Beck get away. They let Bill O'Reilly get away. And it's been for various reasons. But the thing that this points out to me is that the hierarchy at Fox News is very much politically correct when it comes to certain things, because they let go of Bill O'Reilly because of hashtag Me Too.
Oh, I forgot that.
Yeah. So, I mean, they take a knee to various things on a regular basis. Whatever's trendy.
They're having their Bud Light moment.
Their Bud Light moment, that's it, yeah. Although nobody's having as much of a Bud Light moment as and Anthropology Women's Wear. They just did a big thing on Instagram where they had a guy dressing in their dresses. And they were already sort of a niche brand. You should never be a niche brand and go fully leftist like that and, you know, alienate your entire customer base, which is what they did just with one Instagram post.
when will someone, another clothes maker, run a fake ad that would destroy another company? That would, you know... I can imagine it.
One thing I've noticed is that nobody's asked any trans men to model any Speedo swimsuits.
Right. Yes. No. Not hardly.
No. So anyway, before we go away, tell everybody how to find you.
Oh, I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, about 20 minutes once a week, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. It's an ensemble group, much larger. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I write about armed defense, about liberty, about energy. My writing is picked up. It's carried at AmmoLand and at OpsLens. Bill, thank you so much. Who we got coming up next?
Next it's going to be me.
Ah!
Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.